Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
to me. I wanna know you more. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. I wanna.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brabouyou from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, you are. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you will do in our lives. All your promises are yes and amen. We bless you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for the breath give us, which is yours. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Father God, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought for us, the ones we know of and the ones that we do not know of. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for grandkids. We thank you, Lord, for siblings, for nieces, for nephews. We bless your name. We worship you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We adore you. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our souls and our minds. Refresh us. Holy Spirit, refresh our bodies. We need a refreshing this morning in the name of Jesus. Hover over every area of our lives. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives. Take preeminence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let the will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us. We ask you to teach us. We ask you to guide us, Holy Spirit. We ask you to perfect all that concerns our lives. Perfect all that concerns our spouses' lives. Perfect all that concerns our children and grandchildren's lives. Perfect all that concerns us. Totally dependent upon the Spirit of the living God. You are our lifeline. And so we totally and completely dependent upon you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness. Oh, Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. Father, we come tonight through of grace this morning And we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you, everybody. Lord, forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Have mercy. Forgive us of our sins. Sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Redouble your mercy upon us. Redouble your mercy upon our children. Redouble your mercy upon our spouses. Redouble your mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy, O God. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the healing in the blood of Jesus, deliverance in the blood of Jesus, the restoration in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in the blood of Jesus, organ, all our systems in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flush and cleanse our respiratory system. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our bloodline. Remove everything that is not of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we uproot the spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we speak healing right now. Heal our spirit, heal our souls, heal our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for healing right now. Healing is the children's bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So heal us. We are in a covenant relationship. Let, oh God, let your healing branches flow in the name of Jesus. You get the glory. You get the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those that have headaches, we speak healing right now. We command the headaches to go in the name of Jesus. Every joint pain, we command to leave in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, heal us. Heal our spirit, man. Heal our emotions. Heal us and make us whole. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We suck the blood of Jesus in our environment. In the name of Jesus, in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put the armor on ourselves, on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, those that are connected to us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, the armor on our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you protect us from the hands of the evil one in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We honor you, oh God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let the light of God begin to shine in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your holy light shine. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah, my son, Deriako. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Make the crooked places straight. Make a way in the wilderness. We drink from the spring that's all come from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for the refreshing. In the name of Jesus, refreshing in Christ. Refreshing, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Yekanaka yabase. Yerebo sotoriako. Yekuriabase. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. We worship you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Without God, we cannot do nothing. Father, we need you every second, every step. Oh, Father, we need you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we need you every step of the way in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that we feel your tangible anointing, your tangible presence in the name of Jesus. Let our minds be stayed on you. Hallelujah, Christ Jesus. We pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding. We pray for counsel in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ramasta dereko. Yekeremasta dereko. Yekeremasta dereko. And so, Lord, we give you glory. Father, open our eyes. Oriamasta dereko. Help us, oh God. Show us, oh God. Lead us, oh God. Guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the nation of Ukraine. We pray for your divine supernatural, oh God, intervention in the name of Jesus. Not by might nor power, but by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that everyone will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yekuria basse, hallelujah, rabo. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Let your peace reign. Let your love reign. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory. Excuse me. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for leading and guiding. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is Psalm 24. The Lord is, the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend under the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. If you lift that up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Lord, we pray, oh God, that the King of glory, the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, that they will enter into the gates of our lives. In the need that God will enter in, oh God, we welcome our Father, our Father, into the gates of our lives. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands, oh ye gates. We lift up your hands, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting Father, and the King of glory shall come in. Come into our lives. Come into our lives. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our lives totally and completely to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, gate of healing. Gate of restoration. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We say thank you, Lord. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, oh God, we cannot stop saying thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the set time favor in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we recognize the set time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Set time of breakthrough. Set time of favor. Shield us with your favor, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let favor be a shield around us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Jehovah, we adore you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this morning, hallelujah, and we're going to go into scripture just for a few minutes, and I'm going to let you go. You may not think that God has been watching you as you labor in his vineyard. He's been paying attention to every detail of what you've been doing in his kingdom. Nothing that you are weary, and there are times that you are tired. But God says he sees your labor. Even when you're frustrated, he's right there with you. So don't grow weary. He told me to tell you this morning, don't grow weary of well-doing. Hallelujah. Don't grow weary of well-doing. Even though it looks like nothing is going to happen, but it is time for something to happen. Galatians 6:9. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. Let us not be weary in doing good. Amen. Galatians 6:9, King James Version, I'm reading it. And let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, but in due season, in due time, we will reap a harvest. It's time for you to what? Reap a harvest if you do not give up. Do not, or cannot be at a point that you almost there and you gave up. It's time for you to reap harvest, your harvest. The English Revised Version says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. So you to keep the last step, keep pushing. Keep pushing. Don't give up. You are almost there. The Lord, see, in fact, the Lord is the one that gives you that strength to keep pushing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at just this one scripture. I'm going to read something quickly from this book of Ruth, verse 2, starting from chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her half was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered, said, it is the Moabite damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray ye, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and have continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the host. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thy eyes be on the field that they go reap, and go thou after them. Have I not meant that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of what the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered, said unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband. And thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity and are people which thou knowest not thereof. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wing thou art come to trust. I read all of that just to let you know you made a choice to follow the Lord. You receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, and many times people think problems disappear. You've been pushing. You've been doing ministry. You've been going through different things, but yet and still you never stop. Comparing you to that of the Moabite group, every bad thing happened, but she still followed her mother-in-law. She didn't give, but she still followed her mother-in-law because there is something that perhaps she saw that Oprah couldn't sense. You, people would think you might be on maybe this prayer line or going to different prayer lines, and maybe I'm doing, people will look at me, oh, you've been doing ministry for so many years, and people always talk and look down and say all kinds of stuff. But it's not about what people say. It's about what God says. It is He that sees your effort, sees my effort. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you, it's your harvest time. Do not give up. If she had gone back to her people, she would not have received what she received in this book of Ruth, and she would not have been in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. She made the right choice, even though things look bleak, but she walked by faith and not by sight. You've been walking by faith and not by sight. You've been trusting the Lord. And so therefore, the Bible says He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You're almost there. Do not give up. Let us pray. Father, we bless you, and we, Father, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. For those of us, sometimes we get tired and weary and want to give up. But thank you that you strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for empowering us, Holy Ghost, to run the race to the finish line. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the empowerment. We thank you for the victory in Jesus. We thank you for the strength to finish the way, race. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we will not be distracted, Jesus. Thank you that our ears will be sensitive, that we will be sensitive to all that's going around so we don't miss our harvest. We thank you for the harvest time. Thank you for the harvest for this ministry. Thank you for the harvest for everyone under the sound of my voice. Now, this is the harvest time. Under the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day. Don't give up.